our love. I'll tip our caps to those dudes out there that are just balling out of control over the weekend. It's only right because
a few cats that did work.
People did some work.
Some eat. Boom, boom.
It's the future.
Down and distance. On WGNRadio.com.
Oh, so good to be back in this chair to talk some football, man. It's football season, so that means only one thing. It's time for Ball So Hard. Time to strap up that chin strap, put that mouthpiece in. Where's the hit squad?
All right, hit squad is in the house.
Yeah, it's party time.
All right now, baby, all right. 60 minutes falls out.
Says Ball So Hard University.
Ball So Hard since we have. Tony Wright, we be fed.
Talk to me when they put the pads
that's
on.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's when it all counts.
Ball So Hard since we have. Tony Wright, we be fed.
Don't talk about when you're just out here running around in shorts. Everybody looks good in shorts.
Ball So Hard since we have. Tony Wright, we be fed.
If you can't look good in shorts, you shouldn't be on the field.
Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Raise up Bear Claw Stinger. Ready?
All right, it's that time again here on Town and Distance. Jared Payton, my man Sean Davis, SD2 Mikes, at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN. It's time for Ball So Hard. I wish I could put that little like trademark symbol on it because my man Sean really started it back in the day when we were at ICB, but we brought it with us here to WGNRadio.com. So it's that time, man. Time to give out, you know, our love, our tip our caps to those dudes out there that are just balling out of control over the weekend. It's only right because
a few cats that did work.
People did some work.
Some boom, boom.
All right, go ahead. Who you got first, man? Let's go. Let's jump to college first.
I'm going to go out to Techland. Silicon Valley.
Oh, you going out there?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the South, though, where you would go into one of those establishments where you watch people dance. Not that type of silicone. I'm talking about the Silicon Valley out there in San Francisco. When it went to the Blue Jean Stadium on yesterday, Dallas showed up without their left tackle, without their number one receiver, without their number one defensive back. Came out with a victory. And this guy keeps getting better. You saw him put 140 on the Chicago Bears. He put 138 up on 23 carries. 6 yards per carry. One touchdown. Zeke used to be a member of the squad with Cameron. No, not Freaky Zeke.
Not Ezekiel. Freaky Zeke?
Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys. 23 carries, 138 yards, 6 yards per carry. One touchdown and carry the offense. Honorable mention to Dak Prescott, who's yet to throw an interception.
You got to give him credit on that, right?
Man. They were down 14-0 on the road without their big stars. Got it done. Ball So Hard.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what to say about this dude. Julio Jones, man. I mean, basically just went off. I mean, I'm talking about off.
Wait, let me... Had to sip some tea in honor of Josh Norman. Go ahead.
You got to get sip some of that tea. Listen, I mean, we're talking about 300 yards and just his ability to hit, how big he is, the separation that he causes, the ability to go up and get the ball at any point, no matter where his body is, over his head, falling out of bounds, keeping both feet in bounds. I mean, Matt, dude, he was throwing bombs to him yesterday. I'm talking about straight bombs. Do you know how tired? I don't care. I never got to 300 yards, even in high school. I ran for like 276 or something like that, and I thought I was doing something. 300 yards? Man, Julio, I tip my cap to you, man. And what got me with him, Sean, was his reaction after the game. I'm just doing whatever, you know, my team needs me to do. So that's 300 is 300. You know, some of the best to do it, how humble they are, they expect to do things like that. Some people just wish they could do things like that. Great ones, they expect to do stuff like that. Julio, Ball So Hard.
I think we're going to the same place.
Uh-oh.
Right? This is where dreams go to die. But I think we saw the dreams, the NFL dreams of two kids come to life on Saturday night. Not that they were already breathing, but yeah, they were full blown after this game. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the quarterback.
Which one?
I'm going to take the quarterback for the orange and purple.
All right.
Mr. Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Now, let me tell you about this kid, man. 20 of 31. Efficiency. That's about 65%. 308 yards. 10 yards per completion. It's pretty good. Five touchdowns. One on the ground. QBR rating, 65 because he threw three picks.
Yeah.
The three picks,
yeah.
But the leadership. This kid hadn't run the ball effectively all year. Waits until the biggest game of the year to put up 90 yards rushing on the ground on 16 carries.
I got nothing to say, man.
Let me tell you something, people.
Let me tell you something, people.
He has struggled by his own merits.
Yeah, you look at his
numbers,
and
his own
though.
Accomplishments last year. He finished the season putting on a show against Nick Saban.
Hold on, so real quick. So you,
and the big elephant.
But do you think that Dabo Swinney is being honest when he says that he believes that this team is ahead of where they were last season at this time?
Let me tell you something. I don't know what they do defensively. I don't know if they're just growing players out back.
They could be.
And picking them. But they send 5 to 6 players in the NFL every year defensively. And Brent Venables gets a new crop. And this new crop plays just as aggressive and dominates up front. They dominated that game up front until they slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, get tired.
The energy in the stadium came down a little bit.
It was just too much.
And then the next guy I think you're going to be bringing up for Ball So Hard, this is when he started to take center stage. But yeah, Deshaun Watson, Ball So Hard, my friend. He got the W, too.
Well, it's my wife's birthday dinner on Saturday. And we went to Bonefish Grill. Love the Bang Bang Shrimp there. Didn't get it that night because I wanted to get the mac and cheese with the, But I was hoping I would be.
Shout out the Bonefish.
I was hoping I'd be by the bar.
They should sponsor Ball So Hard.
Just so I could watch the game a little bit, but the TV was over my left shoulder, so I kept watching.
I kept texting you, keeping you updated.
Yeah, you did. My wife's like, don't look at your phone, but all I had to do was look at my watch. Like, I was looking at the time, my Apple Watch. Still getting updates. Tricked you. Man, I'm just going to tell you this, man. Lamar Jackson, special cat. A special, special cat. And I'm not sure how he got out of the state of Florida, but we're looking into that right now. We'll figure that out. But over what he did and the beating that he took earlier in that game, would have put somebody in a shell, not have them come out at all. And he figured out a way, completed 44 attempts, 295 yards, at 61.4 completion percentage. One touchdown, one interception. As I go over to the next set of numbers. 31 attempts for 162. He was breaking off 5.2 a crack. 2 rushing touchdowns. His longest was 38. So not only was he throwing the ball, this man had 31 attempts against that defense. You don't have to tell me anything else, Lamar. I don't need to see anything else, man. Because I already know what it felt like. I know what your body had to feel like after that game. But you stuck with it all the way through and always almost brought his team back. I think which was most impressive, how he dug deep. And we saw two dudes that really blocked out everything going on and said, listen, our team needs us. And it was just as good as advertised, Sean. You know, when they were showing the clips, it was good to see because two dudes are studs. Ball So Hard.
Last but not least for me, this guy, to all fantasy owners, to the NFL. He said, hello, last night, prime time. My guy, Le'Veon Bell, Sparty, got it going. 18 carries, 144 yards, 8 yards a pop, along with 44. Didn't get into the end zone, but that's how you make your debut, coming off suspension, to let everybody know
I'm back.
I'm still the most versatile back in the National Football League. Ball so hard.
Ball so hard, side note. Sean Kizer shot by...
No. Stop. Stop.
As always.
That was an accomplice, though. Big Ben, 22-27, 300 yards, 5 tutties, quarterback rating, 98.3. It's pretty good.
And they just have the best receiver in football on their football team.
Yeah,
well.
We didn't even mention him.
He
just does. He only had 4 receptions last night.
But how many touchdowns? 2?
Yeah.
That's all you
still
need.
Still putting up the fantasy numbers.
He is so... Oh, my... I'm done. I don't even know what to say. As always, man, Down the Distance, DAD Pod on Twitter, at Peyton Sun, PAYT1SUN, SD2 Mics for my man Sean Davis. As we always do, we love to give you some of that new flavor. We were here, now we're gone. Peace.